Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Welcome, everybody. This is the hour where we give away the $100 gas card. I understood that you still had some begging going on Friday. Is that what?
We had more begging, yes.
Right. So I think we'll switch over to knob slobbering.
Oh.
No. Tongue bathing? These are
tongue
your
bath.
Expressions. Stop
I
acting
understand.
Embarrassed by them.
I'm not embarrassed. It's what.
Oh, you have that embarrassed sounding giggle.
It's what journalists do.
Yes.
You know, to the politicians they cover. And, you know,
now, you can tongue bathe any or all of us, but it's a three-judge panel, so beware of that when you do
well,
this.
Well, you do that to Deborah, that's going to violate some kind
that
of...
That would.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I...
Just because she's a woman?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. There's different rules.
That's a double standard. There should be different rules.
I don't want anybody to be creepy. How's that? To any of us.
I didn't say it had to be sexual. They could just say, we love that you care for animals.
Oh,
no, so...
yeah. Okay, there you go. Okay, so non-sexual
I can't believe you guys
tongue bathing.
You use terms like tongue bath and knob slobber, and you don't want it to be sexual.
Have you ever heard the show?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yes.
When we use those terms, we're talking about how media writers praise politicians.
Well, I'm talking, yeah.
And they don't talk about them sexually.
No, but it's a sexual component. I always
only
use the terms as if they're applying pleasure to the politicians in the way you would
yes,
sexually.
Yes, I understand that, yes. But that's not how it's carried out in the context of the show. So I'm hoping people can understand the difference. But clearly,
apparently,
I could be wrong since both of you went the dirty way.
Apparently, I'm doing a different show, so it's all right.
You went right down trash alley with that one.
Well, with John, it usually is. So.
Oh, you're going to dump it on me
I just
me
jumped
now.
On the band, the anti-John
well, he did
wagon.
Come up with both expressions.
You're really quick to turn, boy.
I'll give him full credit for that desk. That was his his interpretation. All right, we'll do that.
I had other ideas, but I don't think they were arable. I thought those two could...
We'll see what happens in the next segment when we attempt to... Have people praise us. How about just put it mildly? Come on the air and praise us.
Oh, I like that.
Or
praise us.
make the case as to why we're the greatest.
It doesn't sound like it's
you love us and we should give you the money.
Perfect.
All right. And I use those expressions since apparently it's causing confusion. This story out of Orange County, which broke late last week and lasted into the weekend, is horrific. And it tells you about just California's crazy criminal justice system. It doesn't involve the L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon. It's an 18-year-old guy by the name of Ike Souser who stabbed his mother to death when he was 13. And it was back in May of 2017. He stabbed her in the front of her house in Garden Grove. This is, no mistake about it, a murderer. But of course, the defense said, he's 13, he was the victim of abuse. So what do you know? He got convicted of voluntary manslaughter. 2 years later, he also then tried to escape. Oh, he did escape from Orange County Juvenile Hall, April of 2019. He got on the roof of the facility, somehow climbed down. He was found the next day at a McDonald's. He was convicted of battery in 2021 with injury in a case involving a prison guard.
He's really a bad guy.
Yeah. So he has to wear an electronic monitoring device until July of next year. But they put him in one of these halfway houses and he left. They found him on Sunday in a homeless encampment. That's where he
ended up. Did they find him because of the electronic bracelet?
No, he removed it.
Oh, he removed it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shouldn't you put something on that can't be removed?
I guess, but don't they have to remove it? Do you mean it has some sort of lock and key that
Something that he can't remove.
I think where there's a will, there's a way with anything. I don't know how to... I don't know. I don't know enough about the devices.
Maybe they should put a chip in his brain.
So they found him in a homeless encampment. They've taken him back into custody, but my first thought when I saw this, and of course he's described as extremely dangerous and violent, well, then why is he eligible to be walking around in a halfway house with just a monitoring bracelet on? And why is he eligible for release from that bracelet and possibly release from the entire prison system July of next year?
This doesn't make any sense.
This is a dangerous person.
What's he been doing?
Oh, because he was 13 when he killed his mother. That changes everything.
What does he do in the juvenile hall? He must have done a lot of bad stuff.
Sounds like it.
Because
he only attacked a guard.
Here he just escaped from the halfway house. And he's being described as extremely dangerous and violent. That's a little strong, isn't it, for a guy who just left?
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder now, what's his real record? You know they cover all this stuff up. Boy, oh boy, this is just a pointless system, isn't it?
You know, we cycle through everything, and I can remember many years ago, I guess we treated juveniles in this way. And then I think when we hit the 90s again, along with three strikes, they decided to try more of these people as adults. Remember that?
Yes, and that's
what we should. And now we're sliding back away from that.
Because
George Gascon is a big believer in, if you're under 18, doesn't matter what you've done, you should be free by 25.
He's a big believer in death and chaos.
Some people are just plain evil.
Yes, that's what it is.
You like to say they have sick brains?
Yes, they have sick brains.
And they can't be trusted probably for the rest of their life, particularly someone that would stab their own mother to death in her front yard?
He stabbed his mother to death and he's being let out.
Well, she abused him allegedly. But
doesn't matter. Let's say that's the cause, all the abuse. You still don't let him out because he's extremely dangerous and violent.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I had to sneeze.
Doesn't look like an 18-year-old in one of the mugshot pictures.
No,
he looks like he's 30 years old. But
yeah, because he's lived a very hard life and he's very violent and angry.
He's a big man, too.
Jeez. What's wrong? Who's letting him out here? The Orange County Probation Department? What's wrong
with
them?
By the way, the mother lived long enough to tell the cops that her son's the one that stabbed her. They found him hiding in a nearby alley. So there was no doubt about the crime itself.
So a complete psycho was on the loose.
And then, like I said, a couple of years later, he escaped juvenile hall in Orange County.
What are they going to do with him now? Because, escaping a halfway house, that's not exactly a crime that's going to have any sentence attached to it, anything meaningful.
Right.
And he's being described as extremely dangerous and violent. So what are they telling us here? Should he be sentenced to, for a very, very long time? Extremely dangerous and violent? Do any reporters ask him? Well, the DA's office, what is that? That's Todd Spitzer. Well, Spitzer ought to explain this then.
Well, I think the prosecution happened before Spitzer became DA.
No, I know, but it's this week that he's being described as extremely dangerous and violent. So what does the public do here?
Well, he's caught.
He's caught, but there's not going to be much of a sentence for walking away from a
halfway house.
What is that, an extra week?
And like I said, he was already charged a couple of years ago for attacking a jail guard.
And what makes him extremely dangerous and violent? What was the attack like? What else did he do? What else did he do that they didn't tell us about? I mean, look how we're finding about all the horrible things Smiley Martin did up in prison before he went nuts in that shooting in Sacramento. Every few days, there's another story about what some terrible thing he did.
Yeah, in fact, the Sacramento Bee just ran that story over the weekend that his parole, Smiley Martin's parole, was rejected last year because of all the violence he committed in prison.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute, though. You told us good time credits is what got him out of jail early.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really early release. It was good conduct.
And remember, the LA Times did an editorial about how, well, we know there's a good time credit system, and it's necessary in order for prisoners to have an incentive and so that they... It's like, shut up. First of all, it was a lie. There was no good time here at all. He was committing many crimes while incarcerated.
Yeah, it says he did. He committed a bunch of crimes while in prison. So there's no way. And then, remember, they denied his release, but a few months later, they released him. In early 2022, he was released. So there was so much wrong.
Because they're letting everybody go. Whatever the reasons are, just a load of horse crap. It's that they want everybody out. This is the woke progressive movement. It's going to destroy us.
Because as you dig deeper into the inmate system, the really bad ones are the ones left.
Well, look what we're getting.
One at a time.
We're getting Smiley Martin and this Ike. What's his last name?
Souser.
Ike Souser. That's what we're getting now.
Now, he benefited from the juvenile laws. He can't be held past age 25.
You know what? The thing is, you can change all these laws. You can enforce it the old way. They're choosing to let everybody out. And that's the only criteria. Can we put some kind of reason on a press release? That's all. It doesn't even have to make sense. It doesn't have to be fair. It doesn't matter if he goes off and he kills all these a bunch of children. It doesn't matter. They want to close all the prisons.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. That's $200 a day. Yeah. $1,000 a week. That's $50,000 a year.
Remember all the screaming because they wanted $15 an hour?
Oh, yeah. No more. Nobody's worried about the minimum wage anymore. See, the markets are care of things.
They're going to tell you that even $25 an hour is not enough to live on.
Not on 10% inflation if this goes on every year. Eventually, it won't be. Well, that's more than you make, Eric? Oh, my God. Well, see ya. I mean,
what?
I'll.
I thought he had a sports empire.
I'll come to your order box. Jeez.
Johnny Ken Show. Oh, guess what just happened? We'll get to it after 5:30. Stand with Gascon has responded to the Tucker Carlson documentary that's coming up about the convicted murderer who vowed to get a Gascon tattoo on his face because he loves our DA.
Right.
They responded. We'll read it.
Okay.
And they stuck a name in here, and I stared at it and went, oh, that. It took me 5 minutes to realize why they stuck a particular name into their response.
This is the criminal who is not going to get a gun enhancement, not going to get a gang enhancement, and he committed a murder. And he thinks he's going to get out in maybe 10 years or less.
Yeah, we'll play the audio again in case you missed it, because we spent some time on it earlier in the show. But now that Gascon has officially responded, and of course, it's an email asking for money.
You know what's funny? The prison audios are sinking Gascon.
Yes.
Like the audio with James Tubbs, fake transgender.
The child molester, yeah.
Right. And that, now you have this audio with this guy's gleeful. He's giddy that Gascon is going to be giving him a cheap sentence, his policies.
All right, if you'd like to win a $100 gas card, the way we're going to do it, at least today, we'll see how it goes, is you can come and, did I change the description then?
What's that?
The ones you used apparently were being misinterpreted.
No, it wasn't being misinterpreted. That was my original intent when we came up with the terms. Okay. But no, it's all right. Makes you queasy. I understand.
Well, we're looking for heaping measures of praise on one of us, both of us, all of us. But remember, it's a three-judge panel.
Originally, it was a tongue bath or a knob slobber. But
yes, and you hear the tongue bath sound effect.
Makes us all feel queasy, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the number is 1-800-520-1534. You call, we'll line up three people, we'll give you 30 seconds, and we'll pick the best knob slobber or tongue bather. Or
do it with abandon.
Yes. The only reason I'm saying that is apparently John and Deborah Mark thought this had a sexual component. I did not intend that.
In any manner. That's funny.
These two went right there.
I never had another interpretation for it.
But the way we use it on the show, it's not sexual.
Ken's right in that
regard. It's writers who praise like Garcetti or Karen Bass or
It's similar to a sexual act, though, because of the pleasure that they want to give Garcetti. I don't know what we're picking nits here, but well, look, there's plenty of these knob slobbers on the line.
Yeah, all right.
So all right, so who should I start with here?
We've only got 30 seconds, so...
I don't know. I've got 10 lines blinking at me, and I'm getting
He hasn't screened people, direction. And then here come the pranksters that just want to
let's go
the
to June.
I love the voice line.
June, you're on.
Hi. Okay, now am I being extra nice to you guys, or am I begging?
No, you're supposed to be excessively nice and complimentary.
You're supposed to be complimentary. Okay. You're supposed to give us your best praise so we can pick one.
Oh, okay. I just want to tell you guys, I mean, unfortunately, last year in August, I lost my eldest daughter. And the job that I do now, all I can do is do DoorDash because I can't really deal with people. And when I listen to you guys on the radio, you guys just bring a smile to my face. You exuberate everything that I'm thinking, you guys say, and I really love, enjoy listening to you guys every single day.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you.
Very sweet.
What was her name?
My name is June. I've been listening to you guys for many, many years, but like I said, since August, my job is basically driving, so I listen to you guys 24/7, and You guys are awesome. You guys are really awesome.
All right. Well, that sounds very heartfelt there. Thank you, June. Put her on hold. We got Bob. Bob, you're on the John and Ken show.
Hey, I've been listening to KFI since September 11th, 2001 to get news. And when I came across your show, I really enjoyed it. Previously was hesitant to listen to talk radio because it was all NPR or liberal stuff, but I really appreciate your points of view. Your news people are always great, what you've done for Shannon Ferrin, and I think Deborah is a great addition. I love how you play off the spicy
He wasn't done.
He buzzed your compliment there.
Well,
huh?
I texted him that we got to have the 30-second rule.
Look at that.
Because the first lady got like a minute.
Well, then that's not fair. He was trying to say something nice about me. He deserved to finish.
The two of us don't care about the news department, so that's not going to help us win the vote here.
Well, the praise was supposed to include her, if possible.
Yeah.
Jeez. Rough crowd here. Bill, you're on the John and Ken show.
Hi, guys. I am just so excited to be on here. You guys are the best. I love listening to you guys. You cut down to the nitty-gritty, and it just puts such glee into my heart to hear you guys just rip into the people who rip everybody apart. And I just, as I sit here in the Costco gas line waiting for my gas, I'm hoping that I can get that money.
All right. Thanks very much.
Well, there you go. So it's June, Bob, and who's the third guy?
June, Bob, and Bill. Bill, Bob, June.
Bill, Bob, June.
Nice basic names there. Bill, Bob, and June.
Well, my choice is obvious.
And my choice is obvious.
No. Well, all right. It would be funny if we all picked one different.
Well,
I'm picking June.
June?
Yeah, I thought her story was touching. She lost her daughter, but listening to the show brings her back to the world, makes her happy, makes her... Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. I thought that was a...
And Deborah?
A pretty good tongue.
I'm picking Bob.
Picking Bob?
Yeah, the news guy.
Because he was talking about me.
That's yes. Why I didn't pick Bob. Yeah.
I know.
All right, I got to go with June, yeah.
All right.
Yes. They're but right. not that I don't
enjoy the news
people
girl.
Calling in
I know.
And complimenting
I know.
You. Certainly deserve it.
I can take it.
There'll be another chance tomorrow, Deborah Mark.
Okay,
we'll probably
thanks,
bring this
Ken.
Back.
Yeah.
I
like
this.
All right, so June is the winner of the She Likes
Maybe
This.
We could just have people call in card. And carry on about you.
But no vegans are allowed to call in.
Come on, vegans. Actually, don't call because the guys won't give you their vote.
Yeah, vegans will not be considered.
Don't forget, this happens again with Tim Conway at 7 o'clock. $100 gas card
giveaway.
Oh,
wait, we didn't tell
KFI.
June. Hold on, we forgot to tell June.
Oh, tell June that she's the winner.
What's wrong with me here? June, congratulations. We're going to give you the gas card.
Oh, my God. And you know what? Deborah, thank you so much. And I love and adore her. And I love avocados, too.
Woo!
All right, there you
Jeez.
Go.
All right, now I'm taking the card back. All right, there good. You go. June's our winner. We'll have more coming up, including this audio, if you haven't heard it, concerning our L.A. County DA, recall DA George Gascon.com, that you've got to hear, and now apparently he's put out a response to it coming up.
He knows. What very few things he's put out a response to. The Tubbs tape and now this. John and Ken KFI.
If you have not heard the news... The face diaper can come off on the airplane. Now, what we don't know is whether or not airlines might still require it, but the Biden administration, for now, is giving in to a federal judge's decision from Florida that the face diaper on public transportation is no good from the CDC, throwing it out. So we'll keep an eye on that story. I don't know. I would imagine there'll be reporters at the airports tonight trying to figure out what's going on.
Do a little on-the-street poll of face diapering.
See what the airlines did. Several of the airlines had already petitioned Congress. They want this gone.
We got to get face diapering to catch on so it really embarrasses people.
And then I didn't start that. I've read that in many places.
No, I know, but we could popularize it.
Popularize it.
If you just keep repeating it over and over again, then eventually everyone's going to use that term.
All right, we talked about this story earlier in the show, but there's been an update. Fox News obtained audio of a convicted murderer saying he's going to get L.A. County D.A. George Gascon's name tattooed on his face because the prosecutor massively reduced charges in his case. His name is Luis Angel Hernandez. It's a good old jailhouse phone call. It is an episode of Tucker Carlson's Originals. Called The Suicide of Los Angeles, streaming on Fox Nation.
Not to be too subtle about it.
He killed a marijuana delivery driver during an armed robbery in 2018. He is a gang member, and because Gascon is now DA, no enhancements for gang involvement, no enhancements for using the gun. He could be out in 25 years.
There was also a special circumstance for committing murder during an armed robbery.
Right.
And that
was... could have been several enhancements, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Three enhancements, all were dropped. So he kills a guy in 2018, and he thinks he's going to get out not too far down the road. He goes... excuse me.
Oh, wow.
And
he's talking to one of his homies in this jailhouse call. One of my favorites is when guys call each other, hey, fool.
Hey, fool.
Well, they used to do that. Ray used to do that to one of our call screeners. Just screen the calls, fool, became a...
Yeah, that's the old Mr. T line.
That's right. I pity the fool. All right, here is our murderer talking.
It's looking real good. Now we got a new DA in L.A., so they're going to... I got court on the 14th, fool, right there in Compton, Thursday, so they're going to drop a gang of, my gun enhancement, my gang enhancement. My gang enhancement's 10 years, fool, for being a gang member. And then the gun and the commission
where
of a crime.
Gascon, or where the
I don't get that name on my face. That's the champ right there. Gascon.
Did you go to jail for
misdemeanor? Oh, that's the right there, bro. He's making historic changes for all of us, fool. You know, so I'm just grateful, fool. Like, I got good news off that. So at least now I know, like, they're like, you're coming home, blood. Like, they already told me, my lawyer told me, you're coming home.
The key paragraphs are, I'm going to get that N-word's name on my face. He's talking about Gascon. That's a champ right there. Effing Gascon. And then he said, That's the N-word right there, bro. He's making historic changes for all of us, fool. I'm just grateful, fool. Like, I got good news off that bleep. So he's just giddy. He's in awe of Gascon, and he's talking about all of us, all the gang members, all the violent criminals.
Yes, it's their best friend now, the DA.
They're all ready to worship Gascon.
So here's the Gascon response tonight. An email. Somebody signed us up. Stand with Gascon. Hi, it's George Gascon, District Attorney of Los Angeles. When my team told me our office was going to be the subject of a Tucker Carlson TV special, I must admit that I rolled my eyes. And he actually has a little emoji of eye roll.
The eye roll emoji.
Yep. But then they showed me the preview. That's when I got mad. Apparently Carlson and his friend Fabio. I didn't know Fabio's involved in the recall.
I don't know.
Fabio was in studio with
us about
the crime.
I have not heard from Fabio in a long time.
I know. You brought him into our studio once.
Yeah, well, he's been texting me for years and years.
Well, he got robbed, didn't he? Wasn't he?
He got robbed at his house, and he was on a rampage. And
he writes, apparently Carlson and Fabio think L.A.'s become a lawless hellscape where criminals roam free and gangs control the streets.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
Look, this sensationalist garbage couldn't be further from the truth. It's propaganda aimed at feeding the GOP-led recall to overturn the will of the people and reverse our progress on criminal justice reform. Now, nowhere in this does he specifically explain what's sensationalist garbage. This is a jailhouse recording that I don't think you can do anything with. And so he's not specific in his trashing this report.
This is so ridiculous. Up in San Francisco, right? Where they want to recall Chesa Boudin. They recalled three board members from the school board. They were all claiming it was a bunch of Republicans, right? Mike Bonin, recall, it's Republicans. Now here for Gascon, it's Republicans. There's hardly any Republicans elected to anything in this whole state. I can't think of a single Republican elected to a single office in L.A. County or L.A. City. Nobody.
Well, that's why, like, when Newsom was facing recall, he just cited Trump, right?
Right. It was Trump and it's Republicans. No, there's no power here for Republicans. And they know this. This is imaginary. It's fictional. But you cannot argue with that audio. That audio tells you everything you need to know. You know, we could say, and you may think it's hyperbole, that the criminals are celebrating. No, really, they are.
Well,
they really are.
This. The next paragraph, I need your help to correct the record and fight back against Tucker Carlson's right-wing propaganda. So I'll ask you, will you make a contribution? So what, I have to pay $20 so you can correct the record?
Right. Okay. So it's a fundraising letter, and people getting the fundraising letter might not even know what the show is about because they're not watching Tucker Carlson. They're certainly not paying for Fox Nation. That's a streaming service.
Right.
So he's pitching it to an audience that is unfamiliar. Tucker Carlson is just a trigger word. It's like, oh, yeah, Tucker Carlson. Right-wing propaganda. Okay, so it's a
overturning the election. Doesn't get vaccinated, right?
It's a fundraising letter without explaining the context of why he's talking about Tucker Carlson. If he did explain the context, people would be horrified. Because, you know what? There's more Democrats than Republicans in L.A. County who are frightened of the crime right now simply because there are way, way, way more Democrats than Republicans who live here.
Yeah, that's why Caruso could win the mayor's race. His advertising is spot on about the crime and the homelessness.
Getting all the Republicans together in one room, you couldn't recall a dog catcher. There are just too few of them. In order to have a successful recall in this county, you have to have the Democrats recalling Gascon. And that's what's happening.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
They're going to have to get back out there with their little snow yardstick because guess what's happening up in the Sierra Nevadas? It's snowing. It's raining in the Bay Area. This is going to be a week of rain and snow. So they gave up early on us, calling a drought that's going to last forever. Still wintry weather in some parts of the state. Not going to rain down here, I don't think. Here's a couple of odd stories. One is that category of that I call what a way to go. A man down in Escondido apparently went through one of those car washes where you just, you know, you load the car in yourself. There's no attendants who, so you kind of drive up and you drive on the what do you call the track?
Yeah.
And it feeds your car through. You just sit there in the car and it washes it. He got out during the car wash and he got pinned against the machinery and he was killed. Why would you do that? Nobody knows yet why he did that.
Did he get hot waxed?
56. It doesn't say that. I don't know what part of the... He was trapped between his car, a 2014 Scion, and part of the car wash machinery. He drove into the car wash, and for unknown reasons, he tried to get out of his car. The car lurched forward and left and pinned the man to a column that houses one of those large rolling brushes when it's not in use.
Oh, so he got buffed. He got buffed to death.
Well, no, the column houses the brushes. They weren't out. All right. So he got crushed against the column.
I'm just trying to think all the different ways you could die in a car wash. You could have the hot wax, get hot waxed to death. You could get buffed to death. You could have the hot water. I mean, that stream of water is forceful. That could probably
When you're in there and you hear that pounding on your car, you know you shouldn't get out. Mm.
I loved those as a kid, the drive-through car washes.
Oh, it's like being in a heavy rainstorm, and then you see the soap suds over the window. Yeah, I did too. I like that too.
They don't open the door.
No, did he want to retrieve something? Did he think something was wrong? Did he forget something? Or why would he get out of the car?
What did he think he was? So it was the car that killed him, shoving and pinning him against the...
Yeah, it pinned him against, because the car kept moving on the track, I suppose, and then he got pinned somehow against this big pole that houses the brushes.
What a dope.
And just crushed him. And the other odd story is you hear from time to time that they're investigating illnesses from people eating food, and what is it usually? Right? Lettuce, you like to point out?
Yes.
Sometimes it's E. coli in hamburgers, sometimes, but a lot of times it's fresh fruit and vegetables.
Almost never.
I've never heard of this one before in all the years we've covered, people get sick from food. Lucky Charms.
Lucky
Charms cereal.
There's been 100 complaints.
That's what's in there, yes. Apparently, people are posting on a food safety website. Several hundred people. Did you ever hear of this? Iwaspoisoned.com.
I have been to that.
Complaining of nausea, diarrhea, and vomiting after eating Lucky Charms.
That website's been around a long time. It's actually disgusting.
It's self-reporting, though, which means it's not necessarily reliable, right?
Well, yeah, but probably a lot of it's true. I mean, they're trying to alert other people that, hey, this restaurant's got a lot of... foul food.
Oh, I see. Because when we last talked about something like this, it was people who were self-reporting vaccination side effects. Remember that?
Yeah.
And you and I are a little skeptical about that. And I wonder if this might be a hoax. It's possible you could get one guy using different identities or computers to post a whole lot of comments just to have fun with Lucky Charms.
Is that what it's called? Am I poisoned?
No, I was poisoned.
I was poisoned. Okay.
.com. And more definitively, they're already saying they were poisoned. And Lucky Charms is the latest. Who knows? Could it be that a particular batch they made? Remember, cereal boxes are allowed to contain a little.
Okay. First restaurant listed.
Oh no.
Olive Garden in Knoxville, Tennessee.
I was poisoned.
Within 15 minutes, had stomach cramps and nausea. Told the waitress I was sick and left. They offered no condolences. Within 30 minutes, violent vomiting, still having the dry heave 6 hours later.
Oh,
that's a bad dinner.
Yeah, every few years I get food poisoning. The last time was someone came to my house and brought the food with them. And I can't name the place because I don't want to.
Here's a guy who had poison.
But it was like a light egg dish, and I got so sick from that.
Here's a guy who had poisoned Cheerios.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
It can happen with cereal.
He thinks it might be the milk. He vomited his entire guts out. Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, this is great. Oh, my four-year-old is sick with mucus, bloody diarrhea, tummy cramps.
Let's just do that tomorrow. We'll read that for the whole show.
You know what?
Iwaspoisoned.com. That'll be the John and Ken show tomorrow.
Here's the Lucky Charms, Grass Valley, California.
Really?
Nauseous, vomiting, have had diarrhea ever since. Is there a recall? Here's somebody else. Same story. I ate them on Saturday morning. Still suffered diarrhea in the early hours of
Monday. It can't be the milk because people drink different milk with their cereal.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might be onto something with the marshmallows.
Yeah, Sloppy Joe's of Daytona Beach. Not good.
Now you can't stop.
Another Lucky Charms in Atlanta. Here's a Lucky Charms in Cypress, Texas.
No.
Wow.
They're magically delicious.
Lucky Charms and Rancho Cucamonga. Oh, this is a nationwide alert here.
Yeah, there's hundreds of people that posted, right? They think Lucky Charms made them sick.
Wow.
I loved that cereal as a kid, but we weren't allowed to have sweet cereal, so.
No?
No. It was a real treat. Whenever my mother, she bought those little snack size boxes and we had to fight over them. I always wanted the Frosted Flakes.
That's not right. Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, Ken, do you remember cutting open those little boxes and then pouring milk right into it?
Yes, you can. That's right. I did do that.
Yeah. Now, that's a low
end. They had a little perforation that you
could... right. Exactly. You pop that open, pour milk in there, and it holds it for a little while.
I was going to say, doesn't the box go right through the
soggy?
No, but the milk, that bag holds the milk pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a plastic liner, John, and then there's the box.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It was kind of a cool. I mean, look, these kids born today or in the 80s or 90s, they would never know anything like that, right?
No.
It's all plastic bowls and plastic food and plastic spoons and forks. Screw them. Dr. Edwin Krupp's coming on with Krupp is coming on with us. He's the director of the Griffith Observatory. That's kind of cool. And then we have the LAPD Devonshire Pals charity poker event to talk about with the executive producer, Edgar Sardana. So there you go. Something for everybody. And you know what? There are a couple restaurants where if I got food poisoning, I'd still go back. Right, I like the food that much. And the Olive Garden's one of them. I've never gotten sick at Olive Garden, but if I did, I would go back.
You'd overlook it, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Right, sure. The chicken parmesan there is unbelievable.
Is it?
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh.
I've been there. I don't mind them, but I can't think of any dish. All right, I'll have to try that next time.
Huge portions, too.
Yeah. And unlimited breadsticks and salad.
Yeah, it's like a nice chicken breast cutlet, deep fried with breadcrumbs over a pasta. It's beautiful. Man, I'm going to get that tonight.
Yeah, that sounds like you worked on
good valley eating.
Let's go.
All right, dig dog.
Come on. Dig dog. All right, we got Crozier with the news coming up. Then Conway, KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.